This week we have two editorials, both written by Mike Crocus, editor of the Criterion, and both read by Brandon Evans, online editor. First editorial, Be Not Afraid and Open the Doors to Christ. Quote, Be not afraid to receive Christ and to accept his aid. Help the Pope and those who want to serve Christ with all the power of Christ. Serve man and all humanity. Be not afraid. Open, better yet, throw open the doors to Christ. Be not afraid. Christ knows what is inside of man. Only he knows. End quote. Taken from Pope John Paul II's homily from his installation mass on October 22, 1978. The powerful message our late Holy Father delivered nearly 28 years ago still speaks volumes and offers relevant guidance to Catholics and anyone striving to live a faithful life today. Be not afraid. Ask a doctor, parent, or clergy member, and they'll tell you that being afraid is part of the human condition. We'd be hard-pressed to find a person who's never experienced fear at some point in his or her life. Challenges at work and relationships, with children and so many other aspects of living cause most of us to seek assistance through the three F's, family, friends, and faith. Be not afraid. Reflecting again on the words from the Holy Father's homily, there is another important message that stands out. One will always find peace or guidance by turning things over or opening the doors to Jesus Christ. Jesus knows everything about us and, despite our shortcomings, loves each of us unconditionally and wants what's best for us. Struggling with an addiction or a life-threatening illness and wondering where to turn? Open the doors to Christ. Facing a challenge with a spouse, child, or loved one who has gone from a molehill to a mountain? Open the doors to Christ. Wondering if you can last another day at a job where a supervisor or colleague seems to ride you mercilessly at an unrelenting pace? Open the doors to Christ. Be not afraid and open the doors to Christ should be the mantras we live by every day. Of course, some would argue, that's easier said than done. But as a people of faith, we know our lives are a work in progress. And what we also learn along the way is that with God, all things are possible. Second editorial, Opening the Doors to Religious Vocations. When Deacon Scott Nobby is ordained to the priesthood on Saturday by Archbishop Daniel M. Beekline, he will be completing an eventful journey. Like many priests being ordained in the United States in 2006, Deacon Nobby's life took him down another path before the priesthood. After college, he served in the U.S. Army, and also taught in South Korea before realizing he was called to serve God's people as a priest. Statistics recently released by the Center for Applied Research in the Apostolate, based at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., found that nearly 80% of the men scheduled for ordination in 2006 had a bachelor's degree before entering seminary, and 30% had earned a graduate degree. About 75% of the new priests had full-time work experience before entering seminary, with the most common field being education. Almost 10% of the ordinands had served in the U.S. Armed Forces, more than a third of those in the Navy. The average age of the class of 2006 is 37, with 22% under 30 and 4% over 60. Deacon Nobby is 34. Almost a third of the men were born outside the United States. As people of faith, we thank Deacon Nobby for taking the road to the priesthood and to offer special prayer as he begins his ministry. We also encourage parishes and families to continue praying for vocations. More priests continue to retire, and as we've heard in the last few years, the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. When it comes to vocations to the priesthood and religious life, we again echo the words of the late Holy Father, Be not afraid, and open the doors to Christ. For more news and photos, log on to www.criteriononline.com.